Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Coach Judith here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon Queens Club coaching call. Hope you are having a wonderful afternoon. I look forward to spending the next hour with you. While everyone comes in, I'm going to make a reminder. Please go ahead and raise your hand if you'd like to be coached. I'm going to go over a few announcements. Make sure that if you are in the chat, that you change your setting to all panelists and attendees. Just a good reminder there, so that way everyone can see what you're saying and you can correspond back. I'm going to look. Can y'all hear me? I am going to look in the chat real quick. Can someone just give me yes? Is that a yes? Thank you. Thank you. I will not be in the chat. I will want to be in the chat. So thank you for letting me know. If you have any problems and I see the chat start blowing up, I'll take that to mean that maybe my audio is going out. So we've covered that. So this week in your No BS Weekly email, we have some exciting news that we have three new Facebook subgroups. So the first one is for No BS teachers, and that's where you can share some scheduling or what do you call it? What do teachers do? Planning, and both planning around how you're teaching and planning around weight loss and things that come up unique to you guys. We have the No BS Medical Professionals group, and that's where you can share about caseloads and weight loss together and unique journeys that you guys will be on. And we also have the No BS Women with Disabilities. So that could be also like you yourself could have a disability, or you are caring for someone with a disability. And for sure, you're going to find a lot of support in that group as well. So just want to let you know that that is in your email. You can find the links to these Facebook groups. You go under community on the main No BS website, go to community, and right across from there, you'll probably see like Facebook subgroups and find the link information from there. And it's also in your email. I want to remind you that we have calls coming up this week, tomorrow night. This week, we are working on Module 3. How to stop overeating, and Coach MJ will be in the on the call. It will be a worksheet call, and I believe she's doing urges. Don't hold me to that, but ladies, I'm going to tell you, the urges work is where it's at. If you haven't figured that out yet, maybe it'll come up in some coaching today. So I hope you get a chance, if not to be there live, that you do get to catch that on the replay. Flipping the page over here, making sure I haven't forgotten anything. Corinne will be back Wednesday for a Facebook Q&A live at 9 Central for the entire membership. Coach Betsy has office hours Thursday, 5 p.m. Central this week. Open coaching to show up. And Saturday the 24th, Corinne coaches the members of the 100s group, 100 pounds. I know I'm not saying that right. I have the email right here in front of me, but I'm not. The special group. And also, don't forget about the Turkey Trot. There's still time to sign up for the Turkey Trot. And what you are committing to is that the week of Thanksgiving, you will participate in 1 hour of consistent exercise of your choosing. So I love to use like the hula hoop. You could hula hoop for an hour. You could do chair yoga. You could do, I don't know. I'm trying to think of roller skating, roller blading. Maybe you could go skiing somewhere, wherever you live. We did get our first frost last night. Super excited about that because, you know, bugs go away when that happens. And so don't forget about the Turkey Trot. And be on the lookout for emails, upcoming emails, y'all. We are upgrading the private member podcast. So what that means is there will be some changes happening, and these are upgrades, improvements to make it even better. I cannot answer any questions about it except to tell you that it's coming. Be looking for the emails. All right. With that said, I think I've covered all the announcements. I am going to go over here and I'll close my iPad. And I am going to participants. See, I have three. There we go. All right. It's going to be Tracy and then Maggie. So I hope you have your hand raised intentionally. Tracy, I'm going to bring you up, promote you to panelist. Hey, Tracy, can you hear me? There you are.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
So I'm a newbie.
Me too.
I joined in September, but I have been following Corinne for almost a year.
Okay.
And in that year, I've lost 25 pounds. Now, these past 2 weeks, maybe, I know y'all say, talk nice to yourself and this, that, and the third, but the past 2 weeks I've been saying, oh, it's not on your plan. That's okay. Just do it and then put it on your plan for tomorrow. Let's say chocolate. Okay. And it's just been getting out of control with the snacks. And I've been trying to journal about it and, you know, think nice thoughts, but it's not doing me any good. The scale is going up. I feel like crap. And I want to know what your thoughts on what I can do.
I want to make sure I understood exactly what you said. So you're having the urge for chocolate, or the request is coming up for chocolate.
Right.
And
right.
are you allowing the chocolate in that moment and putting it on the plan for tomorrow, or you're just continuing?
That, yeah. Am I breaking up? I can go somewhere else house.
I just want to make sure that I understood that you're having chocolate in the moment and putting it on the plan.
Yep.
Okay.
For the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day.
So what happens?
Because then I won't be off plan.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. Oh, are you there?
Oh, yep.
Maybe someone's calling in. Are you on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
What do I do?
I'm going to ask you to turn your camera on and let's see if that helps. There we go.
Okay. Okay. Not sure what happened.
So tell me the last time this happened.
I've been trying to keep it under control for the past Friday was the last time it happened. And I sat with the urge. I was like, you are not doing that today. No.
Okay.
And was knock it off. That's enough.
And how did
my mom
go?
Came out on myself.
Yeah. And how did that go?
I sat with it and I did not eat the chocolate because I was basically mean to myself.
Okay.
Saying enough's enough. Knock it off. Let's get this shit going.
Okay. So you haven't had chocolate since Friday.
Right.
But you're having urges.
Yeah.
And you're having thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last time was on Friday. You had a thought. I actually said we would go to Thursday. Thursday's the last time that you had. And you had the thought. Sorry, I'm tangled up in my wire here.
It doesn't have to be chocolate. It's any sweet.
Okay.
Any kind of sugar. It's like you get it. Go get it. It's like an out-of-body experience.
Okay. So, but what's the thought? If you, what's the feeling in the moment? Is it feel?
Need sugar. The feeling is, I don't have really any feeling. It's just the thought. You need your sugar. Go get sugar. Oh my goodness. Sugar. Like now.
Okay. So you have the thought, go get sugar. I'm going to go with it creating a feeling of urge or urgency, right? That thought. The intensity that you had in that statement sounded urgent. Go get sugar.
Right.
Okay. So when we have an urge, right? So your do line is you go get sugar.
Oh, I make a beeline for the candy machine at work.
Okay. And what else do you do?
Get a candy bar or whatever, and I sit and I eat it. And then after, I'm like, really? Why couldn't you just sit with the urge? Why do you always give in? And I give in to everybody. It's not just myself. Like, I'm just a give in to everybody. I guess that's just my nature.
Okay. You give in to everybody. What is that?
Yeah. What is that? Like, let's just, for instance, my kids. Mom, can you run to the store and get me this? And grab my keys right away and run out to the store no matter what I'm doing. Can you come over and help me, you know, with this? And grab my keys no matter what I'm doing. Like, I never say no. No, I can't right now. I'm busy. I never say that.
So after you give in to, so you have a thought to go get sugar, you have an urge, and you go get the sugar. And afterwards, you go through a thought process where your brain looks for evidence all around where you give in, where you give in, where you give in to your kids. You just said, I give in to everyone.
Everyone. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely true.
Really? I mean, you just told me you sat there Friday. You sat through an urge. You didn't give in then.
Well, that was for me.
Yeah. So you don't always give in.
I've been trying not to, but it's very, very difficult for me. And I feel so bad if I don't. Like, horrible.
Okay. Talk to me more about that. What do you feel so bad about? Are you talking about giving in to the urge to chocolate? Or are you talking about the urge to giving in to people?
Everything. Just... If I don't give in to chocolate, I feel like, well, you deserved it. If I don't give in to people, I'm like, well, they deserve your time, don't they? And it's just, everybody deserves everything. And I don't know why I'm like that.
Okay. Let's try to change our model here for a second, okay?
Sure. I'm all over the place, aren't I?
I'm hanging with you. I'm hanging. Those newbies, we got this.
I've been trying to get on a coaching call since like Friday, so.
Okay, well, this is perfect.
Right.
Okay, so when is the last time you gave in to a person?
My daughter, just literally 30 minutes ago.
Tell me what happened.
I'm not going to accept. She wanted Pedialyte from the dollar store.
Okay.
So I was like, got to hurry up because I want to get on this coaching call today. So grab my keys right out the door.
But how's this a problem? How's getting your daughter Pedialyte a problem for you?
There's other times where she's, Mom, I'm hungry. I want McDonald's. Let's go right out the door to McDonald's.
So why are you giving in?
I just always have been that way.
Okay, we're going to...
I don't want to upset people. I don't like people mad at me.
Okay.
See, it all comes out.
Daughter asks... for Pedialyte. And your thought was?
Gotta hurry up and get it.
Gotta hurry up and get it. And when you think, gotta hurry up and get it, how's that make you feel? Sorry for the crickets.
How does that make me feel? It makes, at the moment, I don't feel anything. But when I get home, I'm like, there you go, giving in to everybody again.
Okay. So in that moment, what's the energy level when you're thinking, got to hurry up and get it? What was that? Was that like
anxious?
Anxious?
Mm-hmm. Urgent.
Okay. And so when you're feeling anxious or urgent, feeling that in your body, right? These are just vibrations, just feelings. They happen quickly. You have a thought and you're feeling it and you're showing up. What did you do with your daughter?
Ran out for the Pedialyte.
Okay. So
I knew she needed it, but like, because she's not feeling well today, this is just the thing that happened. Like,
yeah,
she honestly could have waited in half an hour.
Yeah.
Because she's probably not even drinking it right now.
So in the moment, Your daughter asks for Pedialyte, and somewhere in the back of your brain, though, you know, like, she does need it, but I want to get on this call. But you're kind of like, I got to hurry up and go get it. Because you're feeling anxious, maybe because you're anxious about getting on the call, because what you really want to find out is why you're eating chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow on this coaching call, you find out that it's not only, you think it's not only with chocolate, but that you give in to people. And so you ran out and you got the Pedialyte, and we could also say, eat the chocolate, right? Mm-hmm. But it's the thing, what are you making this mean about you?
I don't know. I think people take advantage of me because they know I give in too easy.
Okay. That's one thing. Think. How could you be wrong about that? What's a better story?
What's a better story? They know I'm dependable.
What else?
My brain just goes back to, they know you're going to do it, so, because you always give in. And I give in to myself, too. My brain, not myself, my brain.
Okay, so your brain is telling like a very, it's telling a very disempowering story, right? Mm-hmm. You're not taking, it's like pushing away and letting outside circumstances, your daughter, chocolate, create feelings in you. So the more empowering, when we take back our authority, is where we say, I chose. In that moment, I chose to go get my daughter Pedialyte. How does that sound? I mean, you made a decision. You made the decision because, you know, she's not feeling well. You wanted to get on this call.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to go to the store and get my daughter Pedialyte. How does that make you feel? Better.
Better. And so
when you feel better, what do you do when you feel better? Or not do?
Not so anxious.
Yeah. Give yourself some credit for being an awesome mom.
Mm-hmm.
Running to get her kids some Pedialyte.
Right.
Take back responsibility. Take some control. It just feels like it was urgent because in that moment for your daughter, you wanted to be on the call. So you're thinking in this moment was urgent.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to break myself from if I say no to somebody, they're going to be upset with me, and then I'm going to feel like crap about myself because I said no, because I didn't want to.
Okay. So what if you would have said no in the moment? Let's just go there.
Oh, she would have had a shit fit.
Okay.
Seriously, Mom, I don't feel good.
Why do you think she does that?
Because I give in all the time. It's easier just to give in than to listen to her ranting and raving.
This is so interesting. I'm going to tie this right back into your urge for chocolate.
Okay. Awesome.
Your habit brain kind of sounds just like your daughter in the moment. Really, Mom? Come on. Give me some chocolate.
That's great. I didn't even think of that, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wonder where she gets it from then, right? I knew this was going to be a good call and so eye-opening.
Yeah. So here's what's going on. You're a good mom. Let's just say that. You're a good
Thank
mom.
You.
You want your kid to be happy. She's not feeling well. You want to get her some Pedialyte. But maybe your habit brain, right? You know, the one that Corinne talks about, we have two brains. I know you're a newbie, so I don't want to over-explain, but I want to be sure that I cover this. So we have a prefrontal cortex, right? The front brain. And it's the one that's responsible for our conscious thinking. It's the one that has our goals, our hopes and dreams. It's the more logical voice in our head.
Mm-hmm.
Habit brain is based on patterns. And it's the one that does on loops. Here's how I like to teach. This is what the habit brain probably looks and feels like. This is you and your chocolate. Like, it's just patterns, right? The conscious brain thinks like this. It thinks linearly, right? And we just have gaps. But we're always just moving forward with the conscious brain. The habit brain's just back there running a loop. And so it just heard the louder voice. The last one, Mom, I need Pedialyte. Mom, I need sugar.
Until I joined No BS, I never had any clue about habit brain. Mm-hmm. And I've been really trying to focus because I've been living my life in just autopilot.
Yes.
Forever, as long as I can remember. So it's I'm really trying very hard to get out of the habit brain and more into the conscious brain.
Tracy, this is so good. I am just so glad to hear you saying that because you're getting awareness. Your awareness, you have two brains and there's the conversation that happens in between. And we all, like, we function 95% of our brain's power is in the habit brain. This is 5%. That's why in the moment with an urge, feels like it's an autopilot, like it just happens. You just do it. You just give in because it's just such a well-worn habit. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So is there any way to get that 95% down and the 5% up, or is that just something you got to keep working and keep working?
You're such a good question asker. I love it. There are tools we're teaching you in No BS. So I am so glad I printed this out. And you're probably not there yet. Where are you at in No BS?
Oh, I finished it and I'm re-listening to it.
Okay, excellent. Well, I want you to pay particular attention to the urges work.
Okay. I've been doing urges worksheets as well.
So good.
This is all since Friday. So I'm really trying to hunker down, but
you've really got your conscious brain. You're like determined. I'm going to figure this out.
I am, because I don't want the scale to go back up. I worked really hard.
Yeah. So the goal with putting the chocolate on the plan is that you look at it with your conscious brain. Over here, your 5%, your conscious brain goes, yeah, I can have it, but do you really want it? Mm-hmm. Gives yourself a fighting chance in the moment to make a decision. Doesn't mean you have to eat it. But if you're kind of cheating on yourself, like having it anyway, you're better mm-hmm. off putting it on your plan and being honest with yourself versus like trying to fight the urge in the moment and then the beat down that happens afterwards and such.
Okay. So you're not, I just broken. Need to get, I know I'm not broken. I keep telling myself, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. This yeah. is the last time, because I've lost weight before, and then like just habit.
Yeah. But so there's one, and I'm sorry, I can't tell you which one. They're in the urges work where Corinne talks about the four stages of an urge, or maybe it might be the deconditioning of an urge. And we get to a point where we're 50-50, where we're about half the time we're figuring out the urge and about half the time we're giving in to the urge. Mm-hmm. And then it's after the 50-50 where we kind of get in the obey area, where we figured it out. We're the master of sitting in an urge. And just remember, an urge is just a feeling. An urge is going to happen whether you act on it or not. You're still going to have the feeling. It's just whether or not you're going to eat the chocolate or not. That's all that's happening in that moment.
And do urges last a certain amount of time? Like, I think it was feelings last 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. Do urges last?
So, it's kind of a golden rule, right? Around 90 seconds. But also with urges, you can have a thought, like, so the urge will process through your body, the feeling, but you could have another thought afterwards and have like another urge. Like they could come together. And when you are more masterful, when you spend more time exploring the feeling in your body, you'll learn to you can just keep living your life and have urges, and you're aware that it's there, but you're like, hey, I got this. Oh, I feel you, urge. Moving on. You just get better and better.
So just keep the urge at bay, and even if it is to run out for Pedialyte was a bad example, but
it was perfect. But here's
McDonald's.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So we could think about your daughter being the urge, right? That, or your habit brain. Your daughter's kind of your habit brain, that voice.
Yep.
So the important thing in the moment is to not resist the feeling. And when we talk about resisting, do you know what we mean about resisting? So when you get a feeling, when you get the urge feeling in your body, and it feels like candy, sugar, must get it. Mm-hmm. So like taking a breath and kind of like telling yourself, okay, I feel very urgent in my body. This is just an urge, and urges feel urgent. I'm going to let this feeling come through me. I'm just going to let it run through my body. Because if we try to resist it, and if we're like, oh, don't go get the candy. I want the candy. Don't go get the candy. You know, if we have that kind of like, oh, this feels terrible. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That was me all weekend. I have no fingernails left because of that. Because I'm like, oh, I got.
Exactly. That, so you're learning. So from a place of allowing it, like, okay, it's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good feeling. Like, we would never like resist a feeling of joy, right? Or happy. Mm-hmm. In the moment when we're happy, we're like laughing, we're letting it out.
Right.
So with an urge, the goal is to allow it to be there. It's just a vibration in your body. It, in the moment, it just feels like get your ass off the couch and get you to the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'll catch myself in the kitchen and I'll just ask myself, I'll have that popcorn right in my hand. I'll be like, why are you holding this popcorn? How did you get here? Okay, this is an urge. An urge got me from my office into the kitchen to this bag of popcorn. Can happen like that. But I stopped myself.
Was that also kind of a habit brain?
Yeah. Because yeah. Probably somewhere I was putting off work or having a feeling. For me, one of my most uncomfortable feelings is loneliness. Mm-hmm. And I've done that just because I've explored my urges.
Okay, I'm going to keep working on these urges and sitting through them and maybe journaling through them. Would that be a...
If you feel compelled to do that in the moment, you know, Corinne talks about doing something like, I'm a fan of you like experiencing the urge. And if you want to journal like what it feels like in your body, if you want to do the worksheets, I think the important thing is like to spend some time in the moment if you can. And then
don't distract yourself from it. Just right. Feel it. Okay.
You're like a pro already, Trish.
I've been listening to a lot of stuff. So I listen to like podcasts and calls almost 4 hours a day while I'm working. Cause I got a good job that I could do that.
Nice. Well, you really need to give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing. I mean, I can tell that you were clearly able to hang with all of this and just know it's just habit brain. You're just spinning around when it feels like this and this. Oh, just take a breath. Just normal. You got a habit brain.
Take a breath and keep working on breaking those bad habits.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to call them bad habits. We're not going to.
Okay. Okay.
They're just, they don't.
Those habits.
Because the habit brain does a lot of good things for us, right? It does our breathing, does, I don't know, probably blinking. I don't know. It does all the good things. It gets us to it got you to the dollar store without thinking much to get your daughter Pedialyte.
Right.
Because here's the thing. If we didn't have the habit brain, our brains would fry. They would take so much energy to work over here with our logical brain. That's why we have it. This like makes our life easy, comfortable, pain-free, mm-hmm. makes pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome for all the so much.
Information, and I'm going to keep working.
Keep working. Thank you.
I got this. I'm an no BS woman.
You totally got it. No BS woman. I love it. Thank you.
Thank
so much.
You.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put you down here. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, move you to attendee. I know it's on here. I don't see it. Change role to attendee. Bye, Tracy. Oh, y'all, such a good call. I love newbies. Okay, Maggie, I am promoting you to panelist Maggie.
Hello.
Hey, Maggie.
I joined in April of 2019.
Okay.
I've lost 60 pounds so far.
Congratulations.
I've hit Wonderland 3 times now.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out how to stick there and then keep moving down. And when I was at camp with my friend Marla, she suggested that maybe I've got some type of a mental block that every time I hit it, I'm doing something that's causing me to go back. I don't go up far, just maybe like 202. So I'm on the call to see if I can maybe figure out why I'm not continuing to trend downwards.
Okay. You had me at mental block. That's not a helpful thought, is it?
Oh, okay.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Okay. When was the last time you got into, let me think about this. The last time you got into Wonderland? Let's do the last time you got into Wonderland. When was that?
Friday.
Okay. So, Friday last week, you got into Wonderland.
Yes.
So, you had a thought. What was your thought when you got into Wonderland on Friday?
I was excited to be back.
Okay. So you felt excited. And what was your thought?
My thought was maybe my thoughts and my feelings are confused.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. We'll figure it out. You just keep talking.
Okay. My thought was that I had done a lot better at not only planning, but actually doing real assessments.
I have done better. With plans and assessments. Can you see this from there?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Sorry for that. I can't. To me, it looks very glary. Okay. So when you got on the scale and you got hit Wonderland on Friday and you said to yourself, I have done better with plans and assessments, and you felt excited, what did you do after?
I was more conscious about looking at my plan before I ate again.
Conscious of plan. Okay, what else?
I think that I relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Is there something maybe that you're not doing?
Something I'm not doing. I don't know. I'm not.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not tracking with it at the moment.
Okay. All right. So you're on the scale on Friday and you've hit Wonderland and you're like, you totally like give yourself credit in your thought. I have done better with plans and assessments. I'm excited. And so moving forward, you're conscious of your plan. You feel a little more relaxed. Why are you feeling relaxed?
Because I've gone under my next goal.
Okay. Okay. So this is like a really good bottle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are you still in Wonderland?
No, I'm back at 200.
Okay.
200 even.
So what did you think when you got on the scale with that? When was the last time you stood on the scale and got 200?
This morning. I'm a daily weigher.
Okay. A daily weigher. So yeah. Is this a pattern? How many? Okay. Tell me the whole story here. Does this go like Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Like, are you just like,
yeah. I am.
How long have you been doing that?
Since the spring.
So you've been bouncing back and forth between Wonderland and out since spring? Did I miss that memo?
Oh, no. The first time I hit Wonderland was in July.
Okay. And so since July, you have been bouncing back and forth.
Yes, I have. I did it once in July, I think early September, and then a couple days ago.
Okay. So when you got on the scale today, what did you say to yourself on the scale today?
I was expecting it to be a little up because of the foods I ate yesterday.
Okay. So what did you eat yesterday?
I had cream of rice for breakfast. I had pizza and cake at lunch, which was planned for a birthday party. And I ate one slice more than I had planned, but no dinner.
Okay. So when you get on the scale and you're up and you're back out of, you're in the 200s, what are you thinking and feeling?
Disappointment. Yeah. With my choice, because I know I could have stopped even though I wasn't feeling full. I still could have stopped because I was no longer hungry.
Okay, so when you think I could have stopped. So this is today. I'm just going to put above 200. You thought I could have stopped and you feel disappointed. You kind of go back, you think to yourself, and you feel disappointed. How do you show up?
I'm looking for solutions for today. I have not yet eaten. It's 12:30 here.
Do you typically eat before 12:30?
Usually I do, yes.
Okay. So are you resisting, like kind of restricting?
I'm making sure that I'm truly hungry. Mm-hmm.
But so if you're coming from a feeling of disappointed, mm-hmm. It's like a negative energy, right? Mm-hmm. Disappointment's not like, I'm curious. Am I really hungry or not? But when we're disappointed, we're like, damn it, I'm going to be sure that I have hunger, right? There's just a whole nother level. It's like a self-loathing type feeling.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so what else might you do from a place of disappointment?
Journal about it and figure out what I can change.
Okay. So that's all good. You're switching models on me over there, and that's good. So your other do line is to journal. I'm a big fan of, and like you got on a call. So good. So my question for you is, how are you going to need to feel to stay below 200? If we know that when we show up with feeling disappointed, and then tomorrow you're going to be excited, because, you know, you're going to restrict a little today. You're going to question your hunger scale, not from a really loving place, but from a feeling. And that's going to cause this up, down, up, down, up, down. So if we broke this cycle right here, this feeling of disappointment, how could you be feeling?
Determined.
Are you feeling determined? I mean, that's a good one. Does it feel
big picture? Big picture, I'm determined to get to my goal. Yes.
Okay. So I love that. So you know that you're going to need to be determined to get your big goal, but let's talk about today. What feeling are you going to need to feel today to be with and evaluate your hunger scale, your planning? Do you go back and look through your data?
Yeah, I just have started doing that the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
So being curious?
Yeah. I'm going to do a model for you with the curious and the feeling line. Or do you do the think, feel, do cycle?
I've done some of it.
Okay.
So I understand how it works.
Okay. So from a place, so if we're feeling disappointed, and then we come at this from restricted, like these are going to be just like negative actions. You did pop over into your journal, think, feel, do cycle. So if you're feeling curious, you stepped on the scale and you're thinking, I could have stopped. If you were feeling curious, how would you show up if you were feeling curious? Because we're not disappointed at this point. We're like, huh, that's interesting. Curious what's going on.
Looking at the data to see what's been working for me.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Stopping sooner when I'm eating.
Okay, so you're more, if we took the example, like how you're curious about evaluating your hunger scale today, right? Versus being disappointed and restricting ourselves. If you were curious, you would be like, huh, we just have a whole different energy to it and how you're treating yourself, right? Because how we're thinking creates our feeling, creates how we show up. So we would have check-ins with our hunger. We'll go ahead and put coaching call. And there's also, we're going to change this thought. If you're feeling curious, what would you be thinking when you stepped on the scale? Or just in general, about your day, about being up. If we're curious.
I thought about my weight being up.
So from a place, what thought would make you feel curious about your weight being up? What if you're feeling curious, what are you thinking about your weight being up? Maybe your thinking would be like, I'm going to figure this out. And you would be curious. Mm-hmm. So you see the scale and you could think, I'm going to figure this out. Thank you, Corinne, for giving us. That's like the best statement ever. So if you're thinking, I'm going to figure this out, and you're feeling curious, this think, feel, do cycle is going to yield you a better do line, right? This is the one that's going to get you in action. It's going to feel better in your body. Whereas if you're coming from a place of disappointment, it's kind of like, you know, like your mom telling you to go clean your room. Corinne uses that story a lot, or like, you know, it just doesn't come from a good place. Nobody wants to do that. But when we're curious and we're thinking we're going to figure it out, which is what you're doing. So what's going on? Why are you Why are you overeating on the day before? Have you gotten curious about why you chose to have a slice of pizza and wasn't on your plan?
I allowed myself to get too hungry, and I had in my plan that I was going to eat a piece of pizza, pause, and then eat a second pizza max. And when I ate that second pizza, it's not what we use, but instead of drinking more water and allowing everything to settle, because I know it takes time for the signals to register, I rationaled that it was thin crust pizza, and therefore, and I was still hungry, so I ate the third piece.
Mm-hmm. I think for you, this is a really good sentence, a good thought to have, and a very good feeling to have. And just to be in awareness with your eating throughout this next week and checking your data. I love your thought process that you were doing with your pizza, like that you were going to slow down. But in that moment, when you rationalized, it's thin crust pizza. That's where, in that moment, having a power thought like, that's your trigger, like, I'm on to myself. No. Anytime negotiations start, that's where I'm done. My brain knows I'm done, and this is just trickery. This is just my habit brain kicking in, trying to get what it wants, because the habit brain wants what it wants.
That's a good line to know, because if I'm negotiating or rationalizing, that's definitely a sign to.
Yeah, because your conscious brain was in there. Your conscious brain had you. But that habit brain was like, nah. Yeah, kicking in. It's kind of like our previous caller's Pedialyte daughter. Mom, I want some Pedialyte. Your brain was going, I want some more pizza.
Yep.
But when the negotiations start, that's your signal. My conscious brain's taking over. That's my habit brain trying to kick in. It's going to sound convincing. Oh, it's going to sound smooth. It's going to sound like butter. Mm-mm.
That's stay very helpful. Thank you.
Yeah. Stay curious. Good work. Congratulations again on your 60 pounds.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You've got this.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, let's do one more. We've got Amy. Amy, I am going to promote you to panelist and erase my board. Hey, Amy.
Hi. So I was like running from another room because I was sitting with my son listening. Okay. But need to, some privacy for coaching. Okay. So the circumstance I'm dealing with is feeling satisfied, but wanting to eat more.
Okay.
So even though I've gotten to an 80 pound weight loss, I probably could get away with eating more before and still be losing weight. And now,
wait, say that sentence for me one more time slowly.
Because my weight loss has stalled a little bit. So as I look at, has it really stalled or am I just overeating? I'm recognizing that I'm just overeating.
Okay.
So that, you know, so I know that I'm there. So, and as I work through that at each meal, and I'm okay at my lunch. It seems to be my dinner.
Okay.
But I, through this work, I have gotten to the point where I can tell when I'm satisfied and it's enough. Mm-hmm. But the feeling that I get that is I'm disappointed. Mm-hmm. So I'm disappointed. Boy, like I look at the food there and I'm disappointed that I don't get to eat more.
Okay.
So I know. And like, I just have to be like, okay.
What could you be thinking?
And I've tried to do that. Like, I love myself enough not to eat anymore. Like, I've tried that. And it's just, that's not, I don't know. I think it's too many steps.
Okay.
Too many ladder steps for me to get there. Too many ladder steps to, I don't totally believe that yet. So I'm having.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Have you allowed yourself to just feel disappointed and stop anyway? All right. This is what disappointment. I'm just going to feel this, but I'm not going to eat.
I have, and it's not horrible. You know, I mean, the part of the goal, one of my whys of this program is just to know I can feel any feeling. So, you know, and it, you know, it's just a feeling and it doesn't hurt us. Whether they're the high feelings or the low feelings, both of them are ones that my primitive brain has, you know, or my habit brain has wanted me to, that my habit brain tells me when you have those feelings, you eat. And I've been able to be like, thank you, habit brain. I don't do that anymore.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've done a lot of work through that. But I'm still sort of struggling at this, the do being eating more.
Yeah.
When I know I'm satisfied.
Okay. Let's just do this. I know I'm satisfied.
Because it definitely takes work to get to that. Okay. So like last night.
Yeah.
Had steak and Brussels sprouts. And I got about halfway through my steak. And I was like, I've had enough.
Okay.
Like I was satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really hard to leave that there and not eat more of it.
But you did it.
I only did it. Like I ate half of it. Yeah. I kind of didn't do it. I have done it.
Okay.
I'm not consistent.
Yesterday though, you successfully made it through. Successfully. No, you ate half of it. You said, I'm satisfied. And you were done.
I noticed I was satisfied, but I still ate more. This is my pattern.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is my pattern.
Okay.
So, and it's recognizing it. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to like figure out what feelings and what thoughts are there in that moment where I recognize I'm satisfied. And the one feeling is disappointment. I think I passed the desire because I know I can always have it when I want it. I can wrap it up and have it tomorrow, you know, those type of things. I passed for a while. I was dealing with jealousy. I have like two teenage boys and I'm disappointed they can eat more than I can. like I've worked through a lot of feelings.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But.
So why are you choosing disappointment? I mean, you're satisfied and you know you're satisfied. Why are you choosing to go to disappointment? By overeating.
Why? I guess I'm not willing to sit in disappointment. I guess I want to, you know, I try to sit in love of myself to not do that. Like I love myself enough not to eat anymore, even though I'm satisfied and I want to eat more. Like that's where I'm stuck. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I sometimes think I'm like, are we talking about the same thing? So you had steak and Brussels sprouts last night and you knew you were satisfied.
When I was halfway done with my steak, I knew I was satisfied.
But you continued on to eat.
Correct.
And so my question to you in that moment, when you know you are satisfied, why are you choosing to feel disappointment? Because in that moment, you're choosing to overeat and knowing that you're going to feel disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking you have, what did you tell me, 20 more pounds you would like to lose? Is that what or am I making that up?
I have more than that. I have like 60 or 70.
So you got more, you've got bigger goals ahead.
Yeah, I have bigger goals ahead. So I know I have bigger goals ahead and I know, you know, I know because I've gotten this far that I can totally do it. And I am working hard on all this thought work and loving myself and talking well to myself to do all this. But I'm stuck in this moment when I'm choosing to feel disappointed.
Yeah.
I
just want you to say that. I want you to have this conversation.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't spell.
Okay. I'm really bad too, so I wouldn't notice it.
So in the moment,
mm-hmm.
if this comes up again, where you have the urge, the conversation, the negotiation.
It is. Yeah. It's exactly. Yeah. You're onto it. And I'm onto it.
Yeah. Your conscious brain and your habit brain. Corinne always says your conscious brain needs to get the last word.
Okay.
So is your conscious brain the one that says, eat more, eat more? Or is your conscious brain the one that says, I know I'm satisfied?
My conscious brain is the one that says, I know I'm satisfied. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Your conscious brain needs to win. I know I'm satisfied is one conscious brain statement. The second conscious brain statement would be to acknowledge, all right, I know in this moment by choosing to overeat, I'm also choosing to feel disappointment and not getting to my goals the way. That's your conscious brain.
Yes, that would be admitting that I'm choosing disappointment. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, I totally see that. Did I have to say that? Yeah. Okay.
You could even write it in on, you know, write yourself some sticky notes.
Yeah.
Setting yourself up for success in the moment. I'm going to want to have a conversation with myself.
Yeah.
My habit brain's going to want to push through, negotiate.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. My conscious brain is always going to get the final word.
I love that statement. I love that because I definitely have that inner I'm at the awareness stage of those inner negotiations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I just needed a little push or a little something mm-hmm. to wrap that up to say this is the one that gets the last word. Yeah, for sure.
Both of them.
How did I miss that? Yeah. Okay. Wow. So awesome.
Yeah. You're doing all the things just a little in that moment. Have that. I got to have some energy. Like you got to meet that habit brain with just a little more power than it has. Your conscious brain's got to just rise just a little win.
Yeah, no. And it has. And I'm really proud of it. And I really you know, it's so many areas of my life have improved dramatically from this and awareness and just letting go of the resistance in so many different areas. I was not letting my conscious brain have the final word.
It's such a piece.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I have taken that active role and taken back my power, but I was giving up my power in this moment too. So I was slightly being a victim to my habit brain here.
You are onto it.
Yeah.
Conscious.
Totally onto it.
For the win.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
So welcome. Thank you for showing up.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, you too.
All right. I'm going to promote you back down. Have a good evening.
You too.
Thanks. Okay, ladies, in honor, look at that, 3:59, in honor of Corinne's. This is a 90-minute call. I am looking over here. There are no questions in the Q&A. How about that? Queens are amazing. Thank you so much for showing up today and getting coached. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you guys. I've got an open coaching call coming up, I think November 5th. Don't hold me to that. I hope you have a great Sunday afternoon. And thanks so much. Bye.